This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two suspects in two unrelated but both hate-filled crimes last week are due in federal courtrooms today. The accused synagogue mass shooter, Robert Bowers, is facing 29 charges for the murders of 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh on Saturday morning. Reports are he made comments about his desire to kill Jews as he opened fire. Mail bombing suspect Cesar Sayoc also to face a judge today for a hearing. He is accused of sending pipe bombs to a dozen high-profile Democrats and liberals, as well as CNN. The World Series most valuable player, Steve Pierce of the Red Sox, says,
"This is exactly where we knew we were going to be."
The Red Sox beating the L.A. Dodgers last night, 5-1 in Los Angeles, to take the series. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A new migrant caravan from El Salvador this time is heading to the United States. Over 300 Salvadorans leaving from the capital over the weekend. It follows in the footsteps of a couple of other migrant caravans, including a huge group of as many as 7,000 that have made headlines after storming a Guatemalan border bridge and forcing their way into Mexico. President Trump says he's going to be closing the southern border as those caravans near. Protesters disrupting a rally yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee, for Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who's now running for U.S. Senate. Blackburn is facing Democratic former Governor Phil Bredesen for that Senate seat. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The city of San Francisco is going to let people who are not U.S. citizens vote next month in a local school board election that includes non-citizens here legally and illegally. About 40 have registered for the vote so far. The decision's expected to become a flashpoint for conservatives and the right who already paint California as a prime example of liberal politics gone too far. Supporters of this move say it's mainly about giving a voice to parents who do have children in that school district. ABC extending the first season of The Conners, the Roseanne spinoff. The network ordering another episode of the new series, bringing it to 11 total episodes. The Conners just premiered a couple of weeks ago. It lost a quarter of its viewers by the second episode. The 2018 Roseanne reboot was canceled in May after show star Roseanne Barr went out on a racist tweet about political aide Valerie Jarrett from the Obama administration. In The Conners, her character has died from a drug overdose. And they say a viral photo of Justin Bieber eating a burrito, as most folks would figure is the wrong way to do it, is actually a fake. It appeared to show the pop star sitting on a park bench biting into the burrito from the side and surfaced on Reddit last Thursday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's
wrong. Hey, this is the place where we let liberty ring and loud and clear for everybody. I know it may seem a bit deafening. Maybe it's like wallpaper. You get used to it and you think, well, it's always been there. Maybe that's the way it'll always be. Hello, America, wake up. You know, some of these liberties are being thwarted. And again, for me, what I appreciate about this country is that you have the ability, the freedom to exercise your God-given gifts. And, you know, we've been thwarted for a little bit, but it seems now that some of those barriers are being lifted. We've got John Tamney on with us. He's the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. He's a speech writer and writer of opinion pieces for clients, editor of Real Clear Markets, director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks, and a senior economic advisor to Toreador Research and Training. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your recent article. You say, you know, forget the intellectuals. They ignore them. America doesn't need a technological edge. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that America doesn't have a technological edge. Certain individuals do. How you know that is to go to Palo Alto. There's tons of individuals there who are very tech savvy, but go next door to East Palo Alto, and there's not a lot of talent there. My broader point is it doesn't matter where the technological advance takes place. It's wonderful mm-hmm. that America is free and lots of people get to achieve great things here. But if it takes place in India, if our economy is open to productive, innovative ideas, what happens in India that improves lives will improve lives in the United States as though it happened right here. So don't worry about where it takes place. No matter where it happens, it's going to enhance our standard of living. So just be free and open.
Well, you know, John, this has been my argument with, you know, the whole trade argument that's been going on is that, you know, if we level the playing field and competition is rich and level, then what kind of creativity are we going to get out of India? Are we going to get out of other countries that heretofore have been choked off?
Well, to me, it doesn't. I don't even think we need to level the playing field. We just, if innovative ideas come from India, good. It will. Mm-hmm. They'll happen for us as though they take place right here. You think about something like the air conditioner.
Yes.
Actually, the first air conditioner ever put in a private house was by a rich Minneapolis heir by the name of Bill Gates, different from the one today. Sure. But the original air conditioners were made in places like Syracuse, New York. Yet they transformed the South. It was as though Carrier Corporation was right in you know, Miami, Florida, but in fact it was up in New York. The reason for that is didn't matter where air conditioning was made, it improved all of our lives. It made
exactly.
us much more productive. Mm-hmm. Apple just because Apple's in Cupertino doesn't mean that people in Minneapolis are harmed by it. Doesn't mean that people in Shanghai are harmed by it. Everyone's made better where there's innovation. Doesn't matter where it takes place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess my point is on this, John, is that if we promote that, and in a global plane where, you know, people have a, you know, and I say when it's a level playing field, competition is rich. Competition causes us to reach outside of ourselves. And I think that that is yet to be tapped into, when everybody is able to compete, more fairly. And I think that's a minor issue to your point, but I think it still contributes, does it not?
Well, yeah, competition's the ultimate. And that's why I would be for zero tariffs in the United States, even if the rest of the world had 50% tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses exposed to market realities are the strongest,
mm-hmm.
simply because they're constantly having to adapt. We improve our businesses by virtue of having very low tariffs in the United States, no matter what the rest of the world does.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when the economy is just a collection of individuals, individuals are certainly improved by low tariffs simply because their paychecks buy more things. They're able to exchange their paychecks for more and more goods and services. Mm-hmm. And so that's my broad point about technological edge. Some are saying that if the U.S. doesn't keep its, quote, edge, that our standards of living will be lowered because other people will innovate.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't care where they innovate. Just because Microsoft's in Seattle doesn't mean that the rest of the world was harmed by it. Same idea.
Exactly.
If the next Microsoft opens up in Bangladesh, good. We're gonna benefit from it.
Yeah, exactly. Why can't we draw benefit? As you say, we can consume that if it's in Bangladesh or it's here in Seattle. You know, we're going if it fits and it works for us, then that's great. You know, I think also that we have an advantage here as a consuming entity and also operating at a level. But, you know, when you look competitively around the world, I think people want to think that America is so great and that we're our own island unto ourselves. But that's not necessarily the case, because there is, you know, some of this innovation that is coming out, is it not?
Yeah, and let's be clear here. It has not helped the United States. It's not helped the American people that we've been number one in technology by a mile for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Has it
yes.
been great?
Right.
Yes, the fact that Apple is here and changing the world, that's a wonderful thing. But Americans will truly have a super high standard of living when talented, when the Steve Jobs of India basically enter the marketplace, when the Steve Jobs of China enter the marketplace. Imagine how much better off we'll be. Think about what something like the air conditioner did to change the world, make us more productive, make us more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we have talented people from around the world innovating in ways that improve our lives. We need more of that, not less. It's not going to hurt us if the rest of the world thrives. It's going to make our lives much better.
Exactly. John, what do you see in the forecast? Let's just say the next 5-10 years, technologically. What do you see happening?
Well, if I knew exactly, I'd be a billionaire. But
yes.
Well,
see, that's why I'm asking you this, because I figure we could both be billionaires, okay? So,
right.
and our audience, because we're always givers, you know.
What I always tell people is within 10 years, I think it's a safe bet to say that private flight's going to be pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Think about if you look throughout history, whatever the rich enjoy is merely a preview of what we'll all enjoy
mm-hmm.
if markets are free. And so what we have now is we can summon a driver through Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Uber is not valued at $120 billion based on them picking people up.
Right.
I get the feeling that Uber and some of these companies are eventually going to be ferrying people around the country on planes at lower and lower and lower prices. So I think we're going to see that. The important thing here is never bet against the creativity of the American people and increasingly the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Living standards are going to soar. So you're going to
right.
see that. You're going to see self-driving cars, which means drunk driving deaths and traffic deaths are going to plummet. That's going to be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it gets better all the time.
Well, John, this is the beauty, again, as I said at the intro, of liberty. When you have this kind of freedom to innovate, a lot of exciting things can happen. So we would only hope the rest of the world could catch up and spur some additional genius here in this country, because I believe there's still some latent genius just waiting to be expressed. Might have been.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It's exciting times. John Tamney, appreciate you coming on and keeping us up to date here. John Tamney, Director of Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. How can they be in touch with you, John? We got about 15 seconds.
Oh, gosh. They can find me at Real Clear Markets. They can find me at the FreedomWorks.org website. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, you name it. You can find all my alleged insights.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. Welcome back, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Well, baseball season is over. Now we get to stay focused on, you know, some NBA, those that are sports-minded. I've got the NBA, LeBron, of course, supporting Beto O'Rourke. I don't know. LeBron's a counselor, but he needs to get out of the politics. He needs to just go and be great and awesome and demonstrate his talents. Getting into the political end, I think, lessens his significance and what he can contribute to our society. Just humbly saying, okay? We've got, like I say, NBA, and we've got NFL, speaking of more controversy, but it just keeps rolling along. But right now, during the holidays, you know, we're going to be spending plenty of time in the kitchen. You know that. What we may not realize is the kitchen has more germs than just about every other room in the house. Imagine you, and you thought it was the bathroom, right? No, it's the kitchen. Now, here to explain how to properly clean up in the kitchen and decrease the risk for cross-contamination is Dr. Charles Gerba, also known as Dr. Germ. Now, Dr. Gerba is author of the Germ Freak's Guide to Outwitting Colds and Flu, a microbiologist at the University of Arizona, author of several other textbooks, and more than 400 scientific papers. You're just not busy enough, Dr. Gerba. You need to really buck up here, you know. So, hey, appreciate all the great work you do and keeping us out of trouble. And, of course, here we are coming into the flu and cold season. And germs are not our friends, are they?
No, we're their food supply, actually.
yeah, to put it quite frankly. So I think some people are kind of surprised to hear that the kitchen is, battle zone one. They might have thought other rooms in the household, maybe if they have teenagers as well, because there's sometimes biological projects that are created in the bedrooms we know across this country. But no, the kitchen is a great place for germs. Explain.
Yeah, it is. It's the germiest spot in the home, like you just said. And the reason is because you're bringing food in there, which is food for bacteria, too. Particularly certain objects like the sponge and dishcloth, which we use to clean up, can grow large numbers of bacteria within a relatively short period of time, trillions within 3 or 4 days. And we've done studies where we've collected hundreds of sponges and dishcloths from around the country. And believe it or not, we find fecal bacteria in 9 out of 10 of these sponges, and the fecal bacteria E. coli in about a quarter. And every time you think you're cleaning up, you're spreading them around all the time without realizing it. So that helps make the kitchen the germiest area in the average household.
I know, that's the thing that's amazing. You sit there, you get this cloth, and you think, oh, yeah, I'm really cleaning up. And, you know, as you said, you're painting your countertops with more germs.
Yeah, you're really laying down a thin layer of E. coli all the time. That's why it's important to take care of the cleaning tools like sponges and dishcloths. You know, you can put your dishcloth in the washing machine. You just got to make sure you use hot water and bleach on a regular basis, every 3 or 4 days, really. You can take your sponge and stick it in the dishwasher, make sure it doesn't get loose. Or some people have suggested you can microwave the sponge for 30 seconds, and that'll reduce the number of bacteria. It doesn't eliminate them, but it reduces them, and they'll eventually grow back. Of course, the other strategy, use paper towels when you can, particularly in certain key areas and events, like when you get a spill of a raw meat product or you're handling poultry on a surface, and that wipe that surface with a paper towel. Also, when you're in the area, you might be handling raw egg products would be a good one because they can contain salmonella. Cleaning the refrigerator, don't use your sponge because you'll be laying down potentially fecal bacteria where you might have raw food products.
Exactly.
Paper towels are better way to clean out the moisture. And any area where you're cleaning around children's, like high chair areas or tabletops, try to use a paper towel because then you can throw the germs away.
What about these sprays that we put on top of our counters to give us the illusion that we're doing a deep cleaning?
Well, it has the word disinfectant. There are kitchen cleaners with disinfectants made today because when that problem was realized in the kitchen area, those are appropriate. You can either spray the surface and then wipe it with a paper towel, or spray the disinfectant on a paper towel and wipe those surfaces. But that's a good practice to get in, particularly certain key areas like the kitchen sink gets real germy too because it's wet and moist. It's important to use a disinfectant sanitizer on cutting boards. I mean, there's actually more fecal bacteria on the average cutting board in a home than a toilet seat. Safer to make a sandwich on a toilet seat than the average home, believe it or not.
Yeah, you're freaking people out. You're talking fecal matter in the kitchen like this. I mean, this is freaking people out here. But, I hope you're taking your notes. Dr. Charles Gerba is with us, co-author of The Germ Freak's Guide to Outwitting Colds and Flu. We have to be reminded sometimes that because out of convenience, we think, we get a bit casual, and little do we know we're really subjecting our kids and our family to these germs, and then we wonder why we're suffering from the flu and cold so often.
It's really important today to recognize that, because we spend a lot of time in the household today, probably more than any generation in history, in reality. We have more people coming by, traveling longer distances, going to bigger stadiums, bigger offices, bringing germs home all the time.
Right.
So good hygiene is important, and the key rule is good hand hygiene. Wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer when appropriate, particularly when you come home with being outside, and then using paper towels appropriately in the kitchen and even in the bathroom area too is really important thing to do. We don't realize how often we're bringing germs home either from work or school and then spreading it to other family members.
Right, especially the younger kids. I mean, what is it? They bring these germs that they bring can penetrate steel walls in a single bound. It's just amazing, right?
Children are more susceptible. They haven't experienced a lot of these germs, but also their sanitary habits are different. Like you bring your fingers to your face about every 3 or 4 minutes, which is a perfect place for germs, but kids do that as often as once a minute, or every 2 minutes, and that, so they're exposing themselves a lot more. And they're going out and playing with other children in playgrounds and schools, and so their hands get a lot germier than adults, we've seen a lot. So really a good strategy is anytime your kids come from the playground or back from school, have them wash their hands right away.
Yeah, without a doubt. What makes the kitchen sink one of the dirtiest spots in the kitchen?
Oh, because it says wet, moist. People defrost meat products and get them in there. Actually, there's more fecal bacteria. I hate to say this, in a kitchen sink than a toilet after you flush it.
But
it's such a great place for them to live. So, spraying that with a sanitizer, bleach, putting bleach in there once in a while is a good idea because it's a great place for a living bacteria. You're throwing food down there all the time, particularly if you have a garbage disposal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're getting ready. We got the cold and flu season coming upon us at full speed. What are your top recommendations so we can fortify our homes and ourselves?
I think particularly in the kitchen, we've already mentioned it, use paper towels when appropriate. Take care of your sponges and dishcloths. Put a hand sanitizer in the kitchen area is a good idea. And change out the towels in the bathroom because they do also accumulate fecal bacteria. And put paper towels in the bathroom area, too, during the holiday season. You don't want all your friends and relatives leaving your germs in your hand towels.
Yeah, exactly. So exchange them out a little bit more. I mean, some of this is just common sense. If you've got more activity happening over a day, that's easy. Just get those towels, get them out of there. Let's get some fresh ones in and stay on top of this. I mean, everywhere you go now, even in hospitals, public facilities, there's hand sanitizers out there. So obviously we're kind of getting the message, are we not, Dr. Gerba?
Because what we found out, we're so mobile today. We move germs faster than they've ever been before. We're actually exposing more different people's germs than any generation in history.
We got to wrap it up. So where can they go for more information? We got 10 seconds.
Go to foodsafety.org or go to cdc.gov for about germs and flu.
Well, Dr. Charles Gerba, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We will rebuild.
Rabbi Jeffrey Myers of the Pittsburgh area synagogue, where 11 people were shot and killed on Saturday. He says they will repair the damage and eventually hold services there again.
Because we're a tree of life. We've been here 154 years, and you can cut off some branches, but the tree will continue to grow, and we will be back.
The rabbi spoke on NBC's Today show. The suspected gunman, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, faces 29 charges linked to the incident. He's due to be arraigned today. The manager of the World Series champ Boston Red Sox says the team has not decided whether it will visit President Trump at the White House if they're invited. Alex Cora asked about it after the Sox won the series last night, saying the club will, quote, talk about it later on. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values. Faith. Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Wayne Likas, fresh and very independent, and we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Matt Nye is joining us. He's the chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, a seasoned political activist, and we're going to be talking about the migrant caravan, a huge procession of Central Americans walking north through Mexico to find President Trump. And facing little resistance from Mexican authorities, the migrants and their supporters have said they've been forced to abandon their homeland countries because of corrupt governments, extreme poverty, and horrifying violence from gangs and other criminals where lawlessness rules. Matt, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, where is the caravan now? Well, we got caravans now. It almost looks like, a lineup of hurricanes in the Atlantic, you know, and in this case, we've got human hurricanes that are, you know, heading to our border.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. They could do a little forecast path, right, of
right.
Which way the caravan's coming in. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So as of Saturday, the most recent information I was able to find is as of Saturday, they were in Arriaga, Mexico, which is about 170 miles from the Mexico-Guatemala border. That's the closest crossing point. There are 48 different points where they could come across legally, you know, mm-hmm. between California and Arizona and Texas. But the closest one was Matamoros, Mexico, and Brownsville, Texas. That's about 1,000 miles from where they're at. They're averaging, you know, 20, 30 miles a day. So you're talking arrival time, you know, anywhere between 30 and 40 days.
Right.
So if you know, I know there's been a lot of speculation about who organized this, how, you know, what are the logistics behind it? Was it orchestrated for election purposes? If this is all, you know, assuming there's nobody transporting them, you know, faster than the rate they're moving, they're not going to get here by election day. So if the you know, if the conspiracy theories were to have a standoff at the border on election day, that doesn't look like it's going to happen. So.
Well, thank God for that, because we don't need that kind of disruption. We've got too much distraction right now on some important things, and this is another one of those. I mean, the president, along with Vice President Mike Pence, had announced clearly that they're not going to be allowed to come in. And, you know, we have been saying on this show that the president needs to just lock the gates up. And I guess that's one of the latest considerations and announcements out of the White House that, in fact, the president will close the gates.
Yeah, and they should. That's what I say. I think it's pretty clear if you look at the behavior in Mexico, like they've already they're effectively skirting the Mexican requirements for legal entry, right? So they were crossing illegally via rivers and all of that. So it's pretty clear they don't care about coming in the right way. And mm-hmm. So I do agree that at a minimum, you know, it's one thing if they all come in appropriate, you know, through the appropriate corridor and they wait in line and they apply for asylum or do whatever they're supposed to do. That's one thing. But they, you know, you've got this precedent already that they've set in Mexico where that's not, I think, what they're planning on doing. So that absolutely the president's completely within his rights
right.
to roll out the National Guard or the additional troops. I think I've seen figures up to 1,000 additional troops.
Exactly. That's what I heard. Matt, is it unreasonable for the president to kind of triage these people? I mean, you can't allow 8,000 or whatever, any of the numbers just keep growing all the time just to storm the border. It will overwhelm. I mean, look how long it took the last time. And I think we only had maybe a fourth of people coming in. And of course, you know, all the Democrats, you know, we get in the political deal is that, you know, keeping families apart, all this, you know, this operational stuff that is nerve wracking and disheartening. And it looks like, you know, the bleeding hearts see this and say, oh, we're just treating them so poorly. Well, wait a minute. Look where they came from. It's not that this is a five-star restaurant or hotel here. I mean, we're in border facilities and doing the best, but it's not like, you know, we're just saying, hey, go grab a piece of dirt and lay down and be happy with it. I mean, we're providing meals. We're doing all this stuff. But logistically, it is a nightmare. And optically, of course, you know, the mainstream media loves it because they can, you know, pin the tail on the donkey. And the donkey happens to be Donald Trump at this point.
Sure, and it is, again, you know, you don't want to discount the human tragedy, but at the same time, a political asylum claim is different from, hey, I'm coming to the U.S. because we're poor, you know, mm-hmm. because we're in an impoverished condition or something like that. So, you know, again, you have to kind of parcel out. I completely agree that you definitely don't want to set a precedent, right, of these things, like you said, becoming like hurricanes where they happen on a regular basis or in a particular season. So
right.
It is, you know, it's obviously putting a great, like you said, great deal of stress on everyone, especially the border agents and the folks that have to be on the front lines of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mexico is pretty clear with their immigration policies. I mean, you know, supposedly, I mean, in cases previously, if you violated their law, you go straight to jail. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But even the Mexicans can't handle, you know, 8,000 people or 7,000 people, whatever the number is. And, of course, then we're hearing all the various different, false news compositions of this caravan that, you know, Jorge Ramos from Univision says, oh, it's a rather benign people. You know, it's just families and that sort of thing. And he had to admit reluctantly is there might be a couple of, you know, MS-13 gang members in there. But, you know, they should be overlooked because of all the other families. The majority are these other, you know, benign candidates that should just be welcomed into the United States. But you go, okay, how many bad people does it take to create some terrorist activity and to kill others? I mean, you're going to sit there and just say, well, it's the cost of doing business. You got to let bad people come in your country and kill your citizens.
No, yeah, that's a great point, and I'm sure, you know, if you've looked at the photos, there do seem to be a disproportionate number of you know, 20 and 30 year old looking males.
Yes.
So a lot of you know, if these are supposed to be families, it just seems like you see a lot of males in that age range. And the numbers, to your point, the organizers say, you know, 7,000 is the number that's consistently thrown out. But I've seen, you know, the last official, quote unquote, official headcount by the Mexican government was 3,500, and they were estimating 2/3 were Hondurans. So in the Mexican government now, what they're doing to try to accommodate Donald Trump and show that they're, you know, trying to prevent the group from getting to the U.S. border is they're issuing work permits. So that's kind of one of their, you know, they're, even they are relaxing, like you said, some of their stringent policies just in an attempt to get people to stay there in Mexico. And so
but they clearly have said they don't want to stay, Matt. They're going, you know, they're going north of the border. That's it. They're storming our borders here. And the thing that's that adds to the concern is they're coming with their home, you know, their home country flags. I mean, it looks like an invasion. I mean, Louis Gohmert called it an invasion. Oh my goodness, the mainstream media, their heads exploded right on the spot. But it doesn't fare well, you know, when people, as they've done before. I mean, we are a welcoming society. We've supported their countries, given them all kinds of taxpayer expense. I mean, we've done this. And then you get these young men, especially, that come in and they're flipping us off and grabbing their crotch and, you know, acting all that in a bag of chips and going, wait a minute here. You know, you're asking, you know, to be a guest in our country, and then you're disrespecting us like this. I mean, this makes it difficult, does it not?
Well, you're right. The whole concept of the melting pot, right, and assimilation, it has just gone completely by the wayside, right? So now it's no longer they come here and they assimilate. It's they come here and they want to carve out their, almost like you say, their own chunk. And that's...
They're going to plant their flag here in the United States and claim, you know, for Guatemala, you know, and the people of Guatemala, you know, here we are. Well, that's not immigration. That's certainly not what has worked favorably, you know, for this country, for the good of all concerned. But I still say that, Matt, that the country's got to find a way to head this off before it comes to the border. Just my humble opinion. Matt Nye, I'm Bill Martinez live. Matt, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This support is brought to you by Sears Home Services. When your home is full of guests for the holidays, the last thing you want to deal with is a maintenance problem. Appliances that don't work, an outdated kitchen, or a backed up garbage disposal are ingredients for an unforgettable holiday gathering, and not in a good way. Home improvement expert Chip Wade shares some basic maintenance tips to avoid these issues this holiday season.
Avoid breakdowns by maintaining your appliances properly. For a DIY approach, remove the knobs of your stovetop and clean them separately. This reduces the possibility of cleaning solution dripping inside your unit and potentially causing it to malfunction. Freshen up your kitchen without breaking your budget. Give it a new coat of paint or change out the old hardware on your cabinets. Consider purchasing a home warranty to protect major appliances, like your washer and your dryer, and home systems like HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, which can help you when you need it the most.
For more, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Now, I'd say that question that the big voice ask know and why, the matters of what you believe. I think that's something that we can ask of all of us, to know what it is you believe and why. For those, especially right now, Bob Walaszewski, I'm going to bring you on right now, Director of Media and Culture at PluggedIn.com. Our culture is such, it's pretty revved up. I mean, as we get into the midterms, a lot of emotions flying around, some crazy statements, anchor into our own tribal areas and that sort of deal. This is the furthest thing from unity. And, this is what I enjoy, I got to tell you. Whether you go to church on Saturday or Sunday, there is that spirit of unity that takes place in the body of Christ. And, the church, that's what we're called to do. We are called to be those transformational agents. And I know you're looking around and you're probably watching the culture and you go, wow, this is nuts as to what's going on. But really, it is up to people of faith to be that transformational agent, to be that difference. And it's easy to be a difference when the world is chaotic. You're anchored in Christ and you demonstrate that you have something they don't. And hopefully it's inviting enough that they say, hey, look at Bob Walaszewski. What do you got? I want what you got.
Yeah, you're so right, Bill. And I sometimes wonder, and I try not to over-spiritualize these things, but when I see the division that's happening right now, I wonder if there isn't a strong spiritual warfare component going on as well. Mm-hmm. And, it's not just, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against right. principalities and high places. And sometimes I think our wrestling in this political arena, if you want to call it that, may be a little bit, instead of this politician or this party or this amendment, this viewpoint that we're going to vote for here a week from tomorrow, if we haven't already sent in our ballots,
Exactly.
It just may have just a more of a spiritual undercurrent going on right now, and it's just
It really does, Bob, when you think about it. I mean, why is it so unhinged right now? I mean, is it the devil and those spiritual forces of darkness that we've, you know, heard about all our lives in church? Are they getting rather restless because either we're coming to the last hurrah or they're seeing something critical occurring? I mean, look, people of faith came out in large numbers for 2016. And I only bring that up. And not that our politics is the be all and end all. It's not. And if that's what you're hearing, you're missing something here. There is a higher calling, as Bob Waliszewski was just referring to, and that's what we need to apprehend. You know, who's in the Oval Office, all the antics of politicians, Nancy Pelosi, you know, in some sense, it's sad amusement. Sad only from a standpoint that, hey, look, this is a fellow journeyman on this road of life that we're all going, and we would want that all would be saved by grace and all would be transformed by the love of Christ and God to do incredible things. But, you know, we live in a fallen world right now, and that is the truth of the matter. And, you know, we've got family members, we've got friends, we've got people that could be friends that are all affected by this bomb.
Yep. So true, Bill.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, I mean, you know, you talk about the spiritual battle. A great movie, I thought, and I would have liked to have seen bigger numbers attending Indivisible. You and I touched on this the other day, and I got to tell you, I was so inspired by what the chaplain did in handing out the Armor of God challenge coins that I went out and purchased a bunch. I give them to people that I feel like God's asked me to give them to in much the same way that the chaplain did in this movie.
That's pretty neat. I was on a radio station with Chattanooga, Tennessee on Friday, mm-hmm. live, and they sent me a text. So while I'm Skyping off my laptop, I'm getting a text and it said, hey, we're about to award one of the morning show. There's a man and a woman. We're going to award the woman a chaplain coin. So stay with us after you're done with your interview for this part. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like you, Bill, I mean, it just seemed like a perfect gift for her, and she was honored. And anyways, about the movie itself, though. Mm-hmm. It 830 theaters across the United States of America, which what does that mean? That means that just about every community, mm-hmm. most people can see it within a, you know, 40-50 mile drive from their home, most people. Mm-hmm. And so it was well covered. It made $1.5 million over the weekend. I think that's pretty good. Lately, if a faith-based film can get in that $1.5 million range, I think it's decent. I'm sure everyone who puts out a film, though, is hoping that they've got the next I Can Only Imagine. You know,
right.
Okay, we're going to make $84 million and beat I Can Only Imagine's 83.
Or the Passion of the Christ, you know.
Exactly.
To really go big, you know. Why not?
Which made $360 million domestically, by the way, the Passion of the Christ. That is the gold standard for the faith community showing up and actually supporting a film. But anyways, I think it did pretty well. I have it open right now, Rotten Tomatoes. And interesting to me is that even secular critics thought it was pretty good as a, as a rule. 67% liked it. That's two-thirds. The audience score, however, was 94%.
Wow.
So of all the people that actually saw it and gave their opinion afterwards, it's nearing 100% liked it. Well, it's very realistic. And why? Because it's based on a true story.
Exactly.
And for those who may not know at all, Chaplain Darren Turner was deployed to Iraq in 2007, anxious to go serve, as you might imagine. But, of course, like anybody being deployed, my own son was deployed. I know how it is. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to go and serve your country, but you know you're leaving family behind. Darren Turner, Chaplain Turner, felt that. But he really felt he had a calling to help people in their marriages, especially. The divorce rate for men and women deployed is too high, and he wanted to help. What he didn't realize was how much the war itself and the
death that he would experience firsthand would rock his own faith, and especially happened when a young man that he helped baptize for an Easter service was killed in an IED explosion. In real life, that rocked his faith.
Yes.
And when he comes back from deployment, now his own marriage is, you know, not on the rocks per se, but definitely took a beating.
Exactly.
Because he just doesn't know how to relate to her. He's in this fog. And she doesn't
know how to relate to him. I mean, because the thing is so typical, Bob, is that, you know, and thank God there's such a small percentage. We're probably talking less than, you know, 1% of American citizens find themselves in a combat zone. And you don't know what it's like until you've been there. But also when you come out, generally, it is that you don't want to talk about it. You know, my dad was a World War II vet. He was a medic in the European theater with General Patton. And, you know, he was reluctant to talk about it. My brother served in the Army during Vietnam. He was a field radio operator, so he was in the heat of it. Doesn't talk about it. You know, and so the impact that war and death, that's unimaginable. I mean, we're not talking a video game. We're not talking a recreation on the big screen. It gives you a little bit of an idea. But as you said early on, Bob, unless you're there and you're smelling, you know, and I don't mean to sound overly gaudy here, but you're smelling the flesh and death right in your very arms. Boy, this can have an incredible impact. And it's amazing that here we are in this era, that it's only been recent that we've been able to get our brains around the whole concept of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it boils down to for Chaplain Turner. And I think the takeaway for those of us, you mentioned the 1% that probably has served in that theater, and what about the other 99%? Is this movie for us? I would put it this way. The other 99%, all of us go through trauma and difficulties and trials in our lives. Mm-hmm. This film uses the Iraqi war to underscore what it's like when you are a person of faith and yet you're going through incredible difficulties that you felt like, you know, isn't my prayer for safety for my men, isn't that going to be enough? Mm-hmm. Isn't my prayer for my family and my own marriage going to be enough? You know, and then you realize that, hey, we all go through trials. Jesus himself said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But then he didn't stop there. He said, but be of good cheer.
Yes.
I have overcome the world. And, of course, by the end of the film, and I don't really feel I'm giving anything away, it's going to have a nice turn, and a realistic turn. I actually did some research after I saw the film, which was months and months ago. I've seen it a long time ago.
Right.
And I said, you know, tell me that this turn really happened in real life. And I was assured that that is indeed what happened. So anyways, Indivisible came in at number 13 at the box office, $1.5 million. The other film that I want to highlight, I probably have about a minute left, one that's geared toward the kids. It's called Johnny English Strikes Again. This is the third film in the Johnny English series. They've never done very well in the U.S., which is a good thing in my opinion, but globally they've done quite well. The first film made $160 million. The second film made $164 million, so it was inevitable that we'd get number three.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bumbling James.
Well, we got to leave it right there. They can go to pluggedin.com for all the information. Hey, Robert, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't. Bake.